Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello and good evening and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got an amazing guest in the studio. A guest that's been no stranger here to Mike Spirit FM. I've got a surprise on here for you a little bit later on in the show, which I can't really reveal just yet because I think that's the, okay, that's fine. So yeah, we do have a little something going on later on in the show. I do apologize about the noise. There's going to be lots of noise in the studio tonight. There's lots of people in, and there's more to arrive. But let me just first of all say welcome there to Paul. Paul, the psychic biker, for listening, and welcome, Paul. You're more than welcome to be here. We have an amazing guest here for you today. As I said, no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. This is Mac, Max. Where did Max come from? It's Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne.
Yeah, he's no Mike.
Well, Anne, I think we should get something else over and done with first, didn't you?
Oh, I definitely think so, now that he's turned up just a little bit late.
He's got a smile on his face. Shall we just do this early rather than late?
Yeah.
Okay, let me introduce everyone to David. David, come over by here, but come and sit by Anne. Come on in, come and sit down. Okay, this is David. Say hi, David, to all our listeners.
Hiya.
No, you need to speak to the mic.
Hiya.
No, come into the mic.
Hi.
Okay, David, I know that you've come along here for a specific reason this evening, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me leave this bit over to you. Go for it.
What do I say?
You know what you want to say. Remember now we're live and you know, we have no rehearsals yet. Right. Go for it.
I've asked your sister to get married.
God, yes, you have. Teresa, what have you said? Oh, she's coming by the time. Oh my God. What are you doing? Oh, you said yes. So you're now engaged?
Yes.
We got a party at Mike Spirit FM studio tonight. Go and have a look in the other room whilst you're doing what you've got to do. And there's a party all lined up, and I'm sure that there's more people coming to the Mike Spirit FM studio tonight. It's going to be a fun night, isn't it? So everyone in the chat room, I know that there's not many of you in there right now. There's just a few of you. But Paul Green, you've just heard that live on Mike Spirit FM. My sister is getting married. Isn't that wonderful?
Yay!
Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so you can leave your messages in the chat room on Mike Spirit FM. You can leave them on our Facebook pages. You can leave them on my sister's Facebook page, which is Teresa Parker on Facebook. I just had evil eyes for that. You can even look on David
Walters
on Facebook, and the two of them are friends of mine. Leave your congratulations messages there. So that's Teresa Parker on Facebook or David Walters on Facebook. But well then, congratulations to the pair of you. Now the fun starts. Okay, let's get first things first. Two sugars and my tea, and then we'll get along just fine. Anne, welcome.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to both of you as well.
Okay, so Anne, let's talk to you a little bit about you. I know that you've been in the studio almost every week. It wasn't here last week, was it?
No, it was just
your wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
No, I told everyone. You've been here almost every week. You've been developing your own abilities and developing your work, and I think you're coming along very well, and I'm sure that will tell later on in the show with the callers, you know?
Hopefully, if they bear with me.
Well, it's not about bearing with you. Come on now. It's about working with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's talk about your books. Crystal Brew, the first book.
Yes, Crystal Blue is one of the first ones that I've ever wrote. The price of it in America.
Amazon, you can get it on Amazon for this, can you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll leave you to that. I bet it's just the price. Is gives a bearing where it is.
Right down there, Crystal Blue. It's $683.
$683
or $299 here in the UK.
Yes, and the second book is A Tear in My Eye, which is $8.37, and in English money it's $5.99. And you
perfect.
Can buy it on Amazon or a Kindle. So you can download on either one, whichever you wish.
So you can buy the book a hard copy cover and a hard copy. Hard back copy, should I say,
yeah.
In Amazon, and you can buy them at amazon.co.uk, or you can have an ebook on the Kindle. The Kindle price of the Crystal Blue is $153, and that's UK money. Or if you want to download it onto Kindle in America, it's $2.99. That's $2.99. But Tear in My Eye. That is £2.27, so £2.27 to download on your Kindle, or in America it's $3.95. And the both books are free postage.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? So what can we expect out of these books, there?
Right.
Well, if I went along and bought Crystal Blue.
Yes.
Okay, I've seen that. I like the cover. That's a really nice cover. I like that.
Thank you.
I like the cover. So what would I expect to read in there?
Right, what I've done is, Crystal Blue is the first book that I wrote for beginners in that sense. It's a form of straight, easy knowledge for you to be able to pick up with a sense of no overwhelming conversations, words. It's just really simplified down to... A child could pick it up and read it quite easily in that sense. It doesn't get complicated, and it's something, hopefully what I've tried to achieve is that you can't wait to turn the next page, the next page, the next page, or put it down and go back for it for the knowledge of what's there to be able to go, no, I didn't understand that, and go back and take it again.
Okay, so it's a good educational book then?
Hopefully, yes.
And there's lots of... Place there. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I've been very busy, as you know.
Yes.
But I do plan to read it. And actually, I plan on taking them to America with me to read on the plane. Because, would you believe it, just over 3 weeks today, I will be in America.
Yes, I can't believe that, and I can't praise you enough for how much you do with your work. You deserve it.
Well, it's not so much praise. I can't believe it's like a dream come true twice.
But you deserve it.
Well... Will I deserve it or not? I'm going. That's
you
one
are
thing.
Going, yeah.
Just over 3 weeks' time. And if you want any more information about that tour, simply just send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com to find out where I'm going to be around the New Hampshire, Boston area. Yeah, and Long Beach. Thank you, Rich. That's right, the lip read there. Long, what's long? Long Beach, that's right, Long Beach. Yes, so we'll be up to Long Beach as well. So yes, send an email to mikedavistour@aol.com and that's where you'll find all that information. But I have had some other news as well about the Florida trip.
Yes.
And I've got all the dates.
Oh, brilliant.
I've got every date and I'm going to try and find it. There's something gone crazy with my emails, but it doesn't matter. Let's have a look. I think here it is. Yes, it is. I am going to be doing, I've got the dates, from the 17th to the 21st, I'll be at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. So it will start on the Wednesday, the 16th of July at 7 p.m. I will be live in the WBZT.com radio station, that's iHeart Radio. I'm looking forward to being in the iHeart Radio studios. that's the 16th. On the 17th, I am going to be doing private readings at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. On the again on the 17th again. I'm going to be doing a gallery. No, I'm not going to be doing a class. Connecting the spirit world with this world. So
wow.
We'll be teaching a class out there. Then on the 18th, I'll be doing a gallery reading with myself, Mike Davis, Messages from Loved Ones from the Other Side. Can't wait for that. It's going to be exciting. And then on the 20th, it will be myself working alongside Sarah. And it's, do you know what this is called? A dynamic duo.
Oh, that's back on in it then, yeah.
And that's exactly what it's going to be. Me and Sarah Spirit will be linking together to bring you a dynamic duo. And I do believe that we may be going outside the Expedited Enlightenment Center for this. We may be going down as far as like Miami to do this work on the part of our tour. So what you need to do, you need to send an email if you want more information on this. You can send an email to Sarah Spiritual Media let me just get the right information here for you, because I'm just saying it all wrong. When Life Gives You Lemons, that's what it's called. Bear with me a second, everybody, and I will find it for you. Don't know. Okay, I'll find that information out by the end of the show for you, the email, because I know that's a different... Let me just go here, and I will find it now, because I'm good like that.
Well, they need the correct places to be able to come along and see you. Well,
of course. Talk about your second book, Tear in My Eye, and I'll find this information. Actually, I've already got it. SarahSpiritual@AOL.com. So I was right the first time. SarahSpiritual@AOL.com.
There you go.
So there's two emails. One, MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. SarahSpiritual@AOL.com. Simple as that.
Easy.
That wasn't hard, was it? Why did I get confused?
Because you got so excited.
That's what it is. Okay, let's talk about Tear in Your Eye.
Right, the second one in the is called A Tear in My Eye in that sense. It's actually a picture taken from NASA's spaceship of the world, which I had it encased in a teardrop. So it's both pictures combined as one. The second book is about stories that I have changed the names and places of people that I have helped along the way with readings, or other little works that we've done together, and gifts that have been given to me. It's storylines of people that I've actually helped with reading. One of the stories is a mum with two daughters came along. She would come along every week with them to sit and talk once a month to have a reading. Their daughters would love her to have had a reading and persuaded me finally that could I give mum just a short, quick message. I wasn't very impressed about doing it because I do like my friends or customers, if we want to call them that, to really come along and ask themselves to have their reading done for them. But I gave in because at the end of the day, her husband had passed along and he had a message for her anyway. So I started to give the message and she asked me if I could stop, which I done straight away, and said, I'm sorry, I have to leave. The next day she came along, tapped on my door and apologised to me. She said, the reason I asked you to stop was because the voice actually changed while you were talking to me and you took on his facial expressions as well. Please can you finish giving me the message? And once I did, she was well impressed over anything that she could ever thought that she would get from a spiritual message to her. She now is a total different person, where before she was had something lacking is the best way we can describe in her life. But she's a lot more happier and she comes along as well still and has readings as well as just cups of teas and talks and laughs, even though about the night that we pulled our little trick on her, if you want to call it that. But she was so glad at the end of the day. Another one is about a car that was belonged to my sister and her first husband. They kept having really bad feelings about it when they were in the car or the vehicle and asked if I could come along down to their house and have a little look and see why. Well, the reason was is that we found out via me going and sitting in the car that the person that owned the car before them had actually passed. And he didn't really want to leave his car behind. So he physically came back, in a sense, and sat in the car and didn't want anybody else to drive it or enjoy it. So I had to try and sit and explain to him, in a sense that he understood that if he actually got out of the vehicle that was earthly bound and looked just to his right, his car would appear there as his car that he could take it over with him. So he was quite happy in that sense, and he left the car alone and was empty. It was no sense of any hurt or harm left there then, and everybody was contented. So that's what his sort of storylines are on.
Okay, perfect. So all this information is in the book of Tear in Your Eye, which again you can get it from a hardback copy of it from Amazon. From Amazon, or you can just simply download a copy of that from Amazon as well. Just search for Anne Sapphire, simple as that.
Yes.
And let me spell it for you. It's A-N-N for Anne, and then S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E, Anne Sapphire. Just go into Amazon, Anne Sapphire. It's as simple as that. So, Anne, how long have you been working for the spirit world on this level that you've been doing this?
I would say now for about 17, 18 years at this level where I've been. But I've had it since I was about, or I can remember, 9 years of age.
Yeah. Okay, and I know that you said that you worked in a shop and different places there.
Yes.
I'm trying to multitask. I really am. I'm doing this the wrong way around. But it doesn't matter. Just explain, sir, you are the plumber, okay? Sorry, Anne. It's going to be a mad one in the studio today, it really is, because we've got so much going on. We've got engagement parties to dealing with. We've got plumbers dealing with plumbering stuff. We've got
Mike with an edic.
Going on. We've got everything going on, and we've got another nutter running around here, because we are in the home tonight. We're not in our usual studio, we're in somewhere else.
Yes.
Because we've had this little party come along, even though it's just as fine here, but we're not in studio one, we're actually at the home, running on this kind of level tonight, which is fine. I'm sure that they would let us know in the chat room if the quality of the show is any different, which I'm sure it wouldn't be. Because, everything's all been run up and tested and everything else, which is fine. So, Alan, I'm really glad that we've got you on here tonight, or today, depending which way you want to look at it, but depending where in the world you are. But if you want to get yourselves involved in the show today, it's quite simple. All you need to do is to pick up the phone and dial 760-283-4611. If you are outside the USA, then you've got to dial 001-760-283-4611. And that's how you're going to get on to the show today to have a reading with either myself or with Anne, and hoping to bring the two worlds together and connect into the spirit world, because that's what we do here on Mike's World FM. Or if you want to call in for free, it's simple. What you need to do is go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And then there's where you will go straight into our show page, and there's where you're going to see a Skype icon button. Just simply press that button and you will come in live to the studio. But as a request from David and Teresa, we're going to play this song here for you tonight, because he has just proposed to it. Oh, isn't that
cool? Oh, it's cute. Oh,
So let's just play this for them and maybe if they can.
And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I
Welcome back. If you just joined us, I got a mouthful of food. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Yes, we are having a party here in Mike Spirit FM. We're not in the usual studio. We're in somewhere else. We're at the home because we do have an engagement party going on. But Anne, let me turn your mic up. Good evening.
Good evening.
But there's more coming out as well.
We haven't got big enough tape for you.
These little munchy things are gorgeous with bacon. Lovely. I know that we... Oh, someone else has answered my question there. Perfect. Thank you. John Legend, All of Me. That was the name of that song. Perfect. Thank you very much. Should we just get on with this? We just go to the phone lines because I got them. All I can deal with is this food. This right in front of me is loads of it. I do like all my food. I really do. So should we just go on with the phone lines?
I think we've been there, haven't we?
Come on. Let's go to our first caller.
And it's area code 619. Say hi, 619. Are you there with us?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, what's your name there, please?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Okay, Steve, for the purpose of the listeners, where are you calling from there?
California,
wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Steve?
Get a reading.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Anne, do you want to start there with Steve?
Hi, Steve, how are you?
Very well.
And what can I do to help you tonight? This afternoon with you.
I'd just like to hear anything about any career opportunities and changes that you see for me, Steve.
I think we had a conversation with you before.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I recognised the voice. Once listened, can't forget. Again, I think I will say in that sense, it's very nice to meet you and talk to you again. Like I said the first time, love the conversation with your voice.
Thank you.
Wicked laugh there as well. Sorry, gone off the subject. How is that? Is that better?
Every time I talk, I hear myself back. I don't hear it now, though.
Steve, are you listening to us as well as ringing in?
Yes, but I'm not hearing the echo anymore.
Okay.
How is that? Is that better?
It's great.
Good. I think at the end of the day, we all have these opinions where we tend to want to be better and do better, and what are we going to have in life, like 3, 4 months, 5 months down the line, maybe even a year? Have you ever thought about thinking of where you are now, what you're achieving now, and get more qualifications to where you want to go and better yourself with?
Uh-huh.
Yes, right. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. You'll achieve wherever you want to in your own life, in the way you want to. A path is always wide. It spreads out, it turns, it goes forward, sideways. Sometimes we even have the expression of one step forward, five steps back. But it's only what we make it of it ourselves. And at the end of the day, we all want to know where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and how we're going to achieve it. If you settle down to where you are, sit down, decide, are you happy where you are now? If you're not, move on and look for a different job. If you haven't got a job, then go out and get a little bit more further education, if it's possible, so that you can go up to a higher level than where you are now. It is achievable with everything and anything that people want. You just have to have the right frame of mind. And I think you're one of these people that can achieve what you want in that sense. And grasp what you want as well with both hands. Yeah?
Yes, I was hoping to get a message from the other side.
What?
Okay,
sorry,
Steve,
yeah.
Let me pick up there, Steve, okay? Because I am aware of someone that links to you there from the spirit world. And this would be of a lady that I feel that's quite close there to you. I believe that this lady would link towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that this lady makes me aware, before she passed, I know that she makes me aware that she suffered in her body for a little while there before she passed. I do believe it's like something that would have shut this lady's organs down one after the other. I believe it's like a cancerous kind of a condition there, but as I said, I know I'm on your mum's side of your family she was here with us. I believe that she comes closer to you there, Steve, and as she links around your vibration, she wants me to see she's been in the spirit world for quite some time there, bless her. Okay, do you want to have a lady like this there for me?
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
I said, do you understand of a lady like this there for me? Who would have been...
Either my mother or my grandmother.
Okay. Now, which one of them was in the hospital, Steve, before they passed?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'm aware of the hospital connection. I'm aware of the hospital vibration here before this lady would have passed on to the spirit world. You know, I feel it's more your mother, because I want to be motherly, the mother's kind of love that comes around you. So I know as your mother links there with you, Steve, you know, she wants me to talk to you about going forward, reaching those goals, that you set out to. So I know that you've kind of got yourself a plan now, Steve, and you're taking it one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
I do indeed.
Okay. See, your mother just wants me to say that she's supporting you, she's guiding you from the spirit world, and you will achieve what you set out to do. But, you know, first things first, stick your mind to it, because I know that's the kind of guy that you are. But don't let no one influence you in any other way, shape or form. Stick to the plan. Do what you need to do. And that's the way that you will start to achieve what's going around your vibration there, Steve. Does that help you a little bit there?
It does indeed. Thank you so much.
Bless your heart. Steve, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll see. Thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good day. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's swiftly move on there, and let's go to 203 and say, hi, 203, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia. Hi, Patricia. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for, Patricia?
To see if you could make a connection with my loved ones and just for reading.
Okay, then we can certainly help you with that. Okay, let me hand you over to Anne, and I'll start off and then I'll continue on there. So Anne, this is Patricia. Patricia, this is Anne, it's over to you.
Hi, Patricia, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and you?
Yes, I'm not too bad, thank you very much. What I pick up with you is that you were carrying quite a bit of pain at the moment from a lost one. Yes? Sorry?
I'm sorry, can you repeat yourself? You said I'm going through a lot of pain from a loved one.
Let me repeat it. I'm picking up an energy of something in a sense where you have lost not just one loved one, but a couple of them, but one is the strongest. So I am picking up quite a bit of hurt that you are carrying with you, and it's mentally upsetting you. You can't seem to move on. You feel down. You feel a bit isolated and lonely. You just don't know how to shut it off, the pain. Yes?
Kind of.
Right, well, all I can say is at the end of the day, they are with you. You need to listen to your inner voice. They are passed over in a sense, we're just leaving their earthly body behind. But at the same time, they are still with us, and each and every one that has passed and everybody in the world that has moved over is always with someone. We just need to understand and listen to the people that's there that's leaving us messages. Sometimes we feel that they're there because we can sense them, maybe even see them out of a corner of an eye, but they're there with us. We need to be uplifted a little bit with the ones that have moved over so that they understand that we're not hurting and carrying the pain. They're there with us to give us love and help and move us on as well in life. They don't want us to be so sad all of the time because we make the pain for ourselves. They are in a better, more happier place, and one day we will be there with them, which they'll open their arms and come and receive us the day we need to go, but not yet. So I hope this has helped for you at the moment.
Can you tell me what you see going on with me and my job?
At the moment, you feel really disheartened and down about it in a sense, or you don't feel like it's a job that you are self-worth. Even though you do all the work that you possibly can, they're not giving you enough of pat on the back is the best way I can explain it to maybe so that you can understand it, because we speak slightly different. You're in England. So you feel like you're being used, slightly abused in a sense where I'll go and do all the dirty jobs and you don't get the thanks or the gratefulness for it. You're also maybe thinking of actually moving on from where you are to an higher position or trying to attain that higher position. It will come if you wish for it to go. Have the confidence in the sense where you can move on via your job as well. People and friends and sense like that will give you the confidence as well to move on. You just need to believe it yourself. There is a new job in your prospect of life if you wish to attain it. You've seen it advertised and thought, no, that's beyond me. Always remember, nothing is beyond anybody. If you want to reach out to Garrett, it's there for you. You may have to have interviews. You may have to wait a little time for an answer to come back, yes or no. But if we don't try anything, we'll never ever know if we can do it or achieve it. I hope this has helped you as well.
Some of it makes sense.
Let me pick up there, Patricia, because I know that I'm aware of someone that's standing behind me here. And I know I'm aware of a gentleman that's with you there from the spirit world. And I know that this gentleman makes me aware that when he passed, it was quite sudden, because I know that he tells me that he was quickly home to the spirit world when he went. I know it was the heart that took this man home, bless him, when he went home to the spirit world. But I know that he makes me feel so much like a fatherly kind of a figure here. So, Patricia, would you understand your father for me, please, that's in the spirit world?
I hear some of what you said, Mike, not all. The male that is standing behind you, you said he passed quickly. And
yes.
He's like a father figure.
Yes.
Okay, I believe that.
So you understand the gentleman in the spirit world is like a fatherly influence, okay? Because I know that he's with me, and he makes me aware that when he passed on to the spirit world, it was quick, and I know that I'm aware of like a heart, and that's where I would have passed. It would have been that sudden. You know, Patricia, what he does as he stands by the side of me at the moment is just that he wants me to make you aware that you have lots of support, lots of guidance there from the spirit world. I do apologize about the dog there, but I know that he makes you aware of there's lots of support, lots of love, lots of comfort. You keep sending out and you will receive what you're meant to receive there from the spirit world there, Patricia. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, it helps me a little bit. I just wanted to, there's a lot of negative energy around me and my job, and that's what I was asking, and if you know, she could just tell me, you know,
okay.
What it exactly was going on in my job. I seem to be, you know, like on a lot of...
Okay, attack. And exactly what Anne said there to you, there, Patricia, was, you know, that if you put your mind to it, then you can achieve what you want to achieve, okay? What you have to do, if it is that you're looking for a new position, then start looking, you know, instead of waiting for it to come to you, because it's not going to come if you wait. You have to start putting yourself out there and letting people know that, Patricia, that you're available to fulfill new positions within the companies or within a company. But, you know, you have to put yourself out there first before it's just going to come knocking upon your door then for a while, better word, okay? Patricia, I hope that's good. I need to move on and say thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Sport FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Bye. Okay, let's go to our next song where we try and sort the dog out here, because as I said, we're not in the usual studio. We are in at the home this evening, which is fine, which works brilliant, but it's the dog. So let me just say, enjoy this.
Sweet Lord.
And welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne, how are you doing? Oh, hi. All right, we'll try it again. Hi, Anne, how are you doing?
I'm a lot better now I have a mic. Thank you very much.
That's okay. Well, I change your volume up now so people can actually hear you. Anne, it's a bit different in the home tonight because, as I said, you know, we're not in Studio One because, you know, we got this engagement party going on here.
Yeah.
We got a dog in the background shouting because there's food going on everywhere. And tough, Molly, you're not having none of it. But, you know, it all adds to the fun, doesn't it?
It does that bit, yes.
So let's talk about Crystal Blue, your book.
Right, Crystal Blue is the first book that I've ever undertaken in writing. It's for beginners only. It's a hopefully an easy read. It is not a long book. It is not a thick book. But at the end of the day, I've simplified everything down. And politely put, for a child to be able to understand even. It doesn't overthrow you with information in that sense then either. It's just simplified so that if you think that you're a medium, that you may be able to pick it up and take... Stop it. I do apologise. He's laughing by you. Taking information out from there that hopefully you'll be able to go back time and time and time again for.
Well, I do plan on taking the two books, Crystal Blue and TMI, on that plane ride to America in just over 3 weeks' time. So when I come back, Anne, you'll ask me, have you read the book? And Richard, be able to say, have you read the book? And I'll be saying, yes.
Well, in that sense, then I feel really honoured because then it's like you taking me over there with you in a sense.
Aww.
So thank you.
Like packing you in my suitcase, Anne, and coming along the journey with me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too heavy to put it in there, otherwise...
I was going to say, when are you taking Anne, like it?
Cheers, mate.
No, I'm only joking. I'm only joking. okay, so you can download these books on your Kindle for a very reasonable price. You can download Crystal Blue for £1.53 or $2.99. And TMI, you can download that for... 2.27 pence or $3.95. That's download them to your Kindle.
Yes.
Lots of people got Kindle these days, haven't they?
They have, yeah. It's easy and simplified. And if you get bored, you can go switch it on and go wherever you want to read a book. Not buzz off you there and everywhere on it, can you?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't got one. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know. Okay, should we get back to the callers? Because I know we've got callers that's waiting and waiting and waiting. Okay. I do apologize for coughing in the background there, Richard. I think Richard's choking on the food. That's what he's doing. He's choking on the food. Okay, let's go to area code 702 and say, hi, 702. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
That's okay, Craig. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
The reason why I called in for is that I recently started dating a young lady, and I just want to know where it's going to lead because I'm very interested in her.
You know, Craig, I'm going to answer you honestly there. If I knew which lady was interested in me, then I wouldn't be a single man myself. But, you know, we can do a bit to link to the spirit world for you and see what comes of that. Because what we do here, Mike Spirit FM, we certainly connect to the spirit world. Would you is that okay if we do that there for you there, Craig?
Well, that's fine. Whatever works, I'll go with that.
Okay, good. Okay, Anne, do you want to start here?
Yeah, by all means. Have your grandmother that's passed over?
All my grandmother's passed over.
So that's the lady that I've connected with then. She's standing behind you in the sense of saying hello and I'm welcome, but she's also putting her hand around your waist in the sense of moving it round. She's actually holding your hand as well in the sense where it's being slid around your waist and then moved onto your hand. She was smaller than you in height, even if it was only by a fraction, so that when she looked at you, she could actually look contact to contact, and she liked to do that.
What she's actually saying is, everybody has a choice in life, in a sense, even all the partners that you're with, in a sense. We all have fears. Is this the right one? Is this not the right one? We have a fear whether or not, is this going to work? Do I take the chance? Because my heart had been broken before. And it's a terrible thing when it has been like that, but we all bounce back. Life is a chance of making ourselves happy, of being and going and guided to a future of two, not one. Life is isolated and lonely being one. Take your time, go together, walk together, find life. You have the love. Now enjoy it. It is not a race to the end of the road to find out, do I get married tomorrow, next week, or even right now, even though you wouldn't be able to do that right now, as you appreciate. But everything in life is a fear of, we're going to be hurt. Life is a chance. Take the chance. Has that helped?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. The love is there in the light at the end of the day, and nothing is a race. As they say, the tortoise always wins the race because he's in no rush to go nowhere. And if the person that you're with is willing to take that time to sit and listen and find the things that you truly like to talk about, that you truly like the places and find where you'd like to go, even if it's only in the middle of a park and sat there talking and laughing and giggling about nothing. Find the pleasant little things in life, not what we all achieve. Oh, I want, is this right, is this wrong, what do I do? The heart will always tell you at the end of the day, because the tortoise wins the race. And I say over to you, Mike, I hope that's helped.
Okay, thank you there, Anne. Craig, let me work there with you, because I know of this lady that Anne spoke about, your grandmother. Now, what I've been writing to you there, with your grandmother there, bless her, when she passed home to the spirit world, she suffered for quite some time. Is that right there, Craig?
Oh, yes, she did.
And would I be right in saying that you, Craig, that you certainly nursed this lady, or there's lots of people that would have supported her and tried to help her before she passed on to the spirit world? Is that right?
Absolutely, yes, I did. I tried to help her a great deal.
Okay. Now, she makes me aware that, Craig, that in your life at the moment, okay, I know the question was, which is this lady really interested? Because I know that you've had so much disappointment in your life, time after time after time. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And would I be right in saying to you there that, you know, deep down inside, you are quite of a decent kind of a man yourself. Is that right?
That's very true.
Okay, and you do try your best, don't you, to be as supportive and as encouraging as you can. Is that right?
Absolutely. Intelligence is my strength, yes.
Okay, because she tells me here that you're very much the kind of man that you have a big heart and you will give as much as you have there, okay? Now, she makes me aware this girl, I don't know whether this one that you're talking about or the one you're thinking of, would it be right in saying to you that she has dark color of hair, is that right?
Yes, very true.
Okay, see, because I know that I'm asking your grandmother, well, is, you know, let's try and answer this man's question. And she says, the one with the dark hair, she likes the one with the dark hair. So obviously if she's liked in the spirit world, then obviously there's a likeness there for yourself. And, you know, go with it, enjoy it, you know, because, Craig, of what I've always said in my life, you know, it's not meant to be forever, but it's now. It's the start forever. Do you understand what I'm trying to say there to you?
Oh, yes.
Because if we set out for and saying, this is it forever, this is the way my life is going to be for the rest of my life, believe you me, things will go wrong. But if we take one day at a time, then things will build and adjust from there on. So, you know, it's time to embrace it, Craig. Instead of thinking about what the next 10 years is going to bring, let's enjoy today, tomorrow, the next week, next month, and then next year as it comes in, okay? Craig, I know that there's a wonderful energy there spiritually around you, okay? You are quite aware of the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Oh, yes, quite, yes.
and I know, see, as there is a likeness there with yourself, okay, because you sometimes see certain things that goes past you every now and again. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Heart, okay. Craig, I hope that that reading has helped you a little bit. You know, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading. Just simply go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and press the download button, and that's where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Anne, let's go straight back to the phone. Let's go to 786 and say 786. Hi, can we take your name there, please? Hi, 786, can we take your name there, please? Okay, last chance, 786, are you there with us? Okay, we'll pop you back on hold. And let's go to the next caller. It's 832 and say hi. 832, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay, can we take
Hello?
Your name?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, can we take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, wonderful, from Texas. And Catherine, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'm calling, I'm just stuck. You know, I just can't seem to... I don't have the energy. I don't know what it is. It's you know, like spirit is just drained. I can't have that get up and go about life, or you know, I'm just a procrastinator. You know, it's just rough. It's hard to find a job. You know, I just want to know what's going on. You know, if there, you know.
Okay, Anne, do you want to start with this one?
Yeah, by all means. Hello, how are you?
Hi, fine, and you?
Yes, I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. Thank you for asking. I have a feeling, in a sense, in exactly like Mike just said, that you are a spiritual person as well, and you feel and sense and see people just slightly walking past in front of you, even to a point where you think somebody's actually called your name, and then you turn around and there's no one there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you feel at the moment, that, in a sense, that you feel like they've left you. So you feel that you're down, you've lost your energy, you've lost your sense of direction, a sense of where they help you to pick you up and put you on a road where you actually say, right, there's a job there's life there's this year. And you just feel really down at the moment because you feel that you've lost that connection.
Exactly.
Well, little bit of news. They never leave you. Here's a little bit of what we need to remember. When we sleep, sometimes they come along and they do little different things for us. Some of them is like a spider's web that feels this tickling in your face or your ears or your nose. And we tend to brush it away, as you well know. And it's them reminding us they're there with us and just giving us a little remember in saying, here we are. We tend to brush it aside sometimes. Just like the name calling, you turn around. Just like things moved in the house that you put. Just pick an example, a set of keys for the car that you put it down and you go, oh, I think I'll just pop out here or go there. And the keys are not actually there because they've been moved somewhere else. And even though you know where they are, you pick them up and you go out. And walking out, you think, no, it wasn't there. I'm sure it wasn't there. You put a book down and the book is falling on the floor or something. They're always there with us.
Okay.
Sometimes just we need new people just coming in as energies. So they have to have a little rest because we tend to wear them out is the best way. They give us the energy of their selves to help us have the extra power that we can sense and help. Do you do this sort of work as well?
Do I do what? I'm sorry?
Do you do this sort of work?
What kind of work? I don't work.
No. Do you do mediumship?
No, I speak to my people, some people, and tell them things, but they don't never believe me. That, you know, when I say something, they never, it, sometimes when I speak, it comes to pass. But no one really believes me when I say things.
Well, at the end of the day, I think you should start doing some little tests, what we call, on friends to get them to believe in you and also boost your confidence, because I think this is will be a part of your life, a part of your future, if you allow it to be. Because I think you're a very sensitive person. You get hurt very easy.
Yes.
You help anyone that needs the help. You do it without people knowing.
Yes.
You help anything and everyone and don't expect anything in return. And I think this is
ma'am.
The power, the moment that it's going to be your turn to be able to let your new people come in and help you, pick you up. And try this as a little bit of an experiment with your friends. And just say, this is an experiment. We're going to have a little bit of a laugh and see where it goes. And give it a year. And hopefully it will build your and boost your confidence. And I hope this has helped you.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, it does. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you
very much. I will hand you back to Mike.
Okay, thank you, Anne. Catherine, if I can just add on in there, you know, when you're talking to people don't believe you, that when you see things, hear things, sense things, you know, then it's really difficult, isn't it, to put yourself out there. But, you know, what you need to do is allow yourself to be a clear channel there for the spirit world. Allow the messages of love, hope, comfort, and peace be spoken through you, because then, and only then, is when you are able to connect perfectly with people in the spirit world. But, you know, I know that there's somebody that's here with us. Excuse me, I know that there's someone from the spirit world that wants to be remembered there to you. Excuse me. I know that this is a gentleman that comes forward from the spirit world, but I believe that could link to maybe your father of when he was younger. So you would understand your father for me, that's now in the spirit world. Is that right?
No, sir. My father is not in the spirit world, but my husband was much older than I.
Okay. Let me describe this man to you, and then maybe we can establish who he is, okay? Because I know that I'm looking at this gentleman. I know that he makes me aware of being like my late 50s, 58, I feel, of when he passed home to the spirit world. He tells me that he just, and I don't mean this to call it the wrong way, but I just dropped down, and then I passed home to the spirit world. So I know that he makes me aware that he just dropped from wherever he was. I believe that he was either walking or stood up, but I know I just fell over and passed to the spirit world. Does that fit with one of the jumps you're thinking of?
That's my husband. He just sat there and just fell over.
Bless him, okay, because I know that's the way I'm feeling, is if I just want to fall over and pass on to the spirit world. Know that your husband is here with you, okay? Know that he has come around my vibration because he wants to be remembered and recognized. And, you know, he just gives me this terrific amount of headaches here, which I've already got a bit of a one myself. But, you know, he makes me aware that I got a terrific amount of headache there with yourself. And I do believe that as he brings this forward, that he wants me to talk to you about, you know, that you feel there's a strain upon life in general itself around you at the moment. You feel as if you're fighting a losing battle. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, see, and what he wants me to say there to you is that, you know, even though that he's in the spirit world, he still loves you. He still wants to take care of you from where he is in the world of spirit. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I understand.
And he says, you know, you keep talking to me, because the more that you talk to him, the more he listens, and the more he's trying to do it for you. Okay, so, you know, keep talking to him, because he's there and he's listening to you. Does that help you there, Catherine?
That helps so much. Thank you, Mike.
Bless your heart. Well, you know, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for listening in there.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good evening.
Hang on a minute there, because I know Anne wants to say something else there to you.
I have one more message to pass on to you. He said, go out on your... Go out in the night.
She's gone.
Bless her. Okay, she has gone. Catherine, you know, if... Well, obviously, you're still listening because you have gone. But, you know, you can, if you're going to download this reading, then you'll be able to listen to that last part. Go out in the night. Enjoy yourself. Let your hair down.
And also look up at the sky and see the special star in the sky that twinkles with me shining down on you.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, and now before we go to the next caller, let's go to our next song. And this song is, you know, it's one that we've all chosen a song here tonight. So sit back, feet up, and enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Okay, now before we go back to the call list, let me just tell you how you can get a hold of the show today. You can simply call in by dialing 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, then you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are wanted to call in on Skype, then what you need to do, you simply need to go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you will see the show page of the show and simply press the Skype button there. And that's how you'll be able to get in touch with the show today. You know, as I said, it's a bit of a special show. My sister's been in the year with us today. Just got engaged. Anne, isn't that lovely that she's just got engaged today?
It's absolutely wonderful for the both of them.
You know, nothing pleases me more to see her happy. It really doesn't. You know, it's been... I know that, you know, her ex-partner, bless his heart, he passed away to the spirit world, and, you know, she never thought she'd find happiness again, but, you know, she surely have. He's made his mark already, Anne, because he nicked my car for the last 3 days.
Well, there you go. That's what it is about in it, family.
Well, I suppose it is. You know what? So I've been driving my sister's car, which is full of pink fluffy dices and pink flowers everywhere. You know, I have removed them. You'd be pleased to know they've been removed out of the car. But, you know, hey, you know, what matters is I've still got a car, you know, because he's nicked mine. But I suppose his needs are much greater than mine. You know, he's had to do some travelling around. And, you know, I'm only too happy to help. So, yeah, I know we got in our chat room. We got Brichter in our chat room. Oh, Brichter, let me tell you about Brichter. Brichter is from, I don't even know if I pronounce him right. I've met her three times, Brichter. Okay. Brichter is from Norway. She's a lovely lady. She's a lovely communicator herself from the spirit world. She used to have her own centre out in Norway. Now I know that Brichter now runs mediumship evenings there. She's invited me back to Norway, so Brichter, we'll have to chat now we're all connected again, because I know that she's had connection problems with her internet, but she's all up and running now, which is fine. So welcome back to Norway. Norway, you're more than we're more than happy to have you back on here on Mike Spirit FM, and you know, it'll be a pleasure to hop back on that plane.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hello, this is Mike's fault if it's not pronounced right. Hello, Brichter.
Well, I always say Brichter, because that's how Brichter, Brichter, that's how you got to say it.
Well, you know what, it's first time speaking.
It is. I know we got Elizabeth Rose in the chat room. Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is from America.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth got her own show, actually. She's got her own radio show. It's not on Blog Talk Radio. She's got another show, and maybe, Elizabeth, you want to tell us in the chat room how people can get hold of your show? Oh, they're just chatting to each other. I like to hear what women do.
Yeah, I think I really think there's too many mediums here for me. I think I should just leave you carry on.
No, you're just fine where you are. Elizabeth, yeah, hugs back to you, Elizabeth. Can you just let us know, Elizabeth, where to is your radio show and how can we listen to it? Where can we listen to it? I know that you can get on the internet. It's been a little while since I've been on that show.
Yeah.
It's early hours in the morning, it really is. There we are. A house, A to Z, A Z radio. Have I said that right? www.heyzradio.com. And it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So it's 3 a.m. in the morning here for us.
Oh, well, there's, you know, night birds about, isn't there?
Well, you know, I've worked on that show many times. It's been a pleasure to be on that show, it really has. I know she does move it forward a little bit for me. She thinks I'm special. I don't know why. My mother thinks I'm special, but there we are. let's not go down that road. So welcome everyone that's in the chat room. You know, you're more than welcome to be here. So hi to everyone. So let's go back to our phone lines. Let's go back to our phone lines. I've lost where I am. Multitasking, no good to me. Let's go to 207. 207, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, I'm calling from
D, calling from where, sorry?
Maine.
Well, D, have I got a bit of a surprise for you from Maine? Because in just over 3 weeks, I will be in the state of Maine.
Ah,
Isn't that nice? You can come and watch me work live in the state of Maine. What you need to do is grab yourself a pen and paper, because I will give you an email address where you need to send an email to, and then you will be able to send an email, and she will give you all the information of where I will be working when I'm doing the state of Maine, New Hampshire, Long Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, and then before I depart then to fly down to West Palm Beach in America to do some more work down there. So you need to send an email, and that's to Mike Davis. And let me clear up the spelling of Davis. It's D-A-V-I-E-S. So it's Mike Davis Tour.
I-E-S?
No, I-E-S.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you would say it in America like Mike Davies. Okay, so it's Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. And that's where you will be able to get all the information that's relevant to where I'm going to be working out to the state. And in fact, I'm actually staying in the state of Maine.
You said Mike Davis what?
No, it's just Mike Davis Tour, T-O-U-R, at AOL.com.
Got it.
Okay, so you send an email as soon as you can over there, and June will be answering your email as soon as she possibly can to get all the information of where I'm going to be whilst I'm in the state of Maine and the surrounding areas. So what was the reason that you called in for, Dee?
Okay, I'm in the transition period, and I was hoping that maybe some of my family might have some insight as to whether I should be working on what I'm doing, which is trying to regain my health while at the same time moving forward, or if I should just be moving forward and thinking in terms of my move to Ireland. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, let me work with you then, Dee, because, you know, I am aware of someone that's here with me, and, you know, this is a lady that's in the spirit world. She makes me feel as if I want to be quite quiet to my character-wise. So I know that this lady is quite subtle in the way that she comes forward. I know that she would be a lady that makes me feel she certainly connects towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I know that she makes me aware that she complained and suffered within her body. I know that she's confined and she's restricted towards the end of her life, bless her heart, before she passed on to the spirit world. She does make me aware of being like on a grandmother level, because that's how I feel she is, as a grandmother there, Dee. Do you understand of this lady in the spirit world for me?
Both my grandmothers are in the spirit world, but somehow this woman doesn't seem like the woman I remember.
Okay, because I know that this lady is close with us, okay? So you understand your grandmother there, and you understand that she would have suffered for a little while before she passed. Perfect. Now, she makes me aware that, Dee, that, you know, this little dilemma in your life, this, and she, you know, she kind of just wants, see, she had a quite a bit of a sense of humor on her, didn't she?
The what?
She had a sense of humor on her.
Not the grandmother that I remember.
Okay, well, she makes me aware that I want to just laugh here, okay? And she just laughs because she says to me, you know, you've always been the same. You've always been the one that will to and fro in. You kind of always worry about what's coming up in front of you. Do you understand that you've always been a little worrier there, then, Dee, in your life?
I do worry, yeah. I'm good at that.
Okay, see, because I know that's what she comes to say, that you've always been the one that would worry around your life. And she makes me aware to say that to you, you know, you have to grasp this opportunity with both hands because it's the right pathway there for you. So when you do this, grasp that opportunity, take it with both hands, because she's going to be behind you, she's going to be supporting you, she's going to be guiding you there every single step of the way, okay? And not forgetting, okay, that you have the support of her and a lot of others there that's in the spirit world. And I certainly want to tell you there about the gentleman that she allows to come in there with her. Now, this gentleman, I believe, is a very strong of an influence when he was US. You know, I so want to say father here with him, but I don't know him. So is your father, Dee, there in the spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay, and your father was quite a strong man in his character-wise, is that right?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that, you, Dee, that when he was here with us, he was the kind of man that he would always make decisions and he would stick by them no matter what. Is that right?
Say that again, please.
Your father, when he was with us, if he had to make a decision, he would stick by it no matter what.
Probably. He was a very dominant personality, for sure.
Okay. See, because that's what he brings forward for me to pass on to you. You have a decision to make. Stick by your decision because it's going to be the right one there for you instead of to and fro and back and forth from one thing to the other. Stick by what you first feel is right, okay? And I know that where he is, he's going to support you. He's going to guide you every single step of the way, okay? So stop fearing, thinking that you're alone because you're not. They're always around you and they're supporting you there from the spirit world to do what they need to do that's best there for you. Does that help you a bit, Debbie?
It does help. I'm just still deciding whether or not I should be trying to do both, which is trying to save my house because I know I was screwed out of it, and working toward my move to Ireland, which I know I have to do, or if I should just scrap trying to do the house and just do the other. I don't know.
You know, of what he makes me aware is that the home is where your heart is. Where is your heart, Dee? Where do your heart feel more content?
Okay, in all honesty, part of my heart would be in that house because my paternal grandfather built it and left it to me. But my heart has always been across the pond, whether it's Ireland or Scotland. I have felt for years that I didn't belong here in the U.S. Felt my heritage, and like, that's where I belong. But it's scary because I don't fly well. I don't fly at all.
Okay, well, he makes me aware that home is where the heart is, you know. Homes and everything else are material possessions, aren't they? Yes, they hold lots of memories there for us, but you know, you have to go where you feel comfortable. So home is where your heart is, and that's what he tells me. So if it is that your heart is more content away from where you are at the moment, then you know that his advice there to you from the spirit world at the moment. Does that help you a bit, Diddy?
It does. Thank you.
No problem at all. Well, remember, send that email over to June, and I know that she will respond to you as soon as she possibly can, and then maybe we can meet up whilst we're out there, and, you know, definitely come and say hi to me and make yourself known.
Yes, I will do that. Thank
you. The pleasure is your mind. Thank you, Dee. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike Spirit FM, and we say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too.
Okay, let's go to our next piece of music. I know that we're going to go to this one, so feet up, enjoy, and relax.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't deep within, it's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
I am alone and
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Not forgetting, and don't forget, Spiritual Connections is back this Tuesday, 8 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. EST, and noon on Pacific Standard Time. That's Spiritual Connections, where you are able to call into the show and just ask me for advice. Ask me for advice on your development, or the things that's going on in your life. We're trying to get quite a few guests in this week. I know that we probably will have our regular guest, June. June will be in. We're trying to get the famous Simona Williams to come on again, because I know that she was a great asset to the show last time. And if you remember, Simona Williams was the Hollywood movie star who starred in lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of films alongside Michael Douglas, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and lots of other famous actors. So we'll see if she can come on, and I will let you know. Well, I'll let you know on Tuesday. Simple as that. But we have Anne Sapphire in the studio. Hi, Anne.
Hello again.
Crystal blue, tear in my eye. Okay, that's my... Well, okay, I'll turn you up so everybody can hear you. Crystal blue, tear in my eye, your books, Amazon.
Yeah, yes.
Download them. Buy a hardback copy of them.
Yes.
I like the crystal blue. I like the front cover. That's very similar to my my posters.
Yeah,
that I showed you last time. Wasn't
I think
it?
Perhaps we best explain what the cover is like on crystal blue. Means be done a tear in my eye. It's actually forked lightning hitting the ground, and it's out of a really pale blue sky going into a very dark blue. But if you actually look at the lightning in both books as well, there is a picture within a picture. Everybody sees something different within the pictures on the front.
Okay, so we have crystal blue.
Yes, and a tear in my eye.
Which is perfect. And as I said, I do plan reading them when I'm on that plane in just 3 weeks' time. You know, I've glanced through them, I really have, but not sat down and read them.
No, I'm quite happy in that sense that you haven't actually looked at them, because in our sense now, because you're actually taking them to America with you, I feel like I'm actually going to be there with you.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm really chuffed over that. So thank you.
Okay, so we got still got lots of people there on hold on the phone lines. So let's go back to the phone lines. I know that, bless her heart, this call has dropped and come in. You are next line. It's 310. I-310, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name is Mindy.
Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I
see you drop in and drop out and drop in and drop out, you know. Sometimes the connection, it's not the best, but, you know, hey, yo, we just got to ride with it, haven't we, Mindy?
I am happy to be here. Thank you.
The pleasure is all ours. Okay, Mindy, so can we just ask you, for the purpose of the listeners, of where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From LA, perfect. Okay. Anne, do you want to start off with Mindy?
Yeah, by all means. Hi, and how can I help you today?
Hello. I'm very open to the process of how to receive a message, but my focus has been about business and the past couple of weeks. So whatever I need to hear, I'm very open to hear, and thank you for your service.
You're very welcome. Please may I repeat the question back to you, because you just broke up slightly. So the messages or the question that you posed to me was, what are you receiving via spiritually message?
Yes.
And please carry on.
The focus was for me was about business and the stress about business. But whatever I need to hear from spirit, I'm very open.
Right, so what I'm picking up by you is sometimes you overload yourself in trying to pick up something that you think that's not there but is there, even though that doesn't sound logical. We can have more than one spiritualist person with us in a sense, mother, father, aunt, brother, auntie. They all come in, but they come in sometimes on a fast response because we tend to be calling to them via our mind.
via anger that we call and say, where are you? I need you. You could be stood in a bathroom having a shower and go, I'm so lonely and depressed and I need this help. Where are you? They do give us a little bit of privacy, as you can imagine. They're just the other side of the curtain with their eyes closed in that sense. But sometimes we ourselves block them out. They do need to give us privacies. But they are with you in that sense. You just need to listen at a time. If you feel that you're overwhelmed because too many of them come in and it sounds a little bit of this voice and then a little bit of that voice, and it's like rabbit in and out, very, very fast message, just sit there quietly or via your mind if you can. Quiet your mind yourself and say, please slow it down so that I can understand, so that I can get the correct message, so that you can give it me, so that I can listen and I know which one is coming through for me to pass the message on to help you with your decisions and your life. They're also saying that you're a little bit concerned about money worries and
yes,
you make,
yes,
make mountains out of little sugar cubes. So where you've gone from one sugar lump, you've now got like, wow, there's a great big mountain in front of me. You need to take them away a little bit at a time. One cube, one cube, till you bring it back down. At the end of the day, life is so stressful, as you know, in that sense. And we all make the stress more than what it is sometimes. We blow a balloon from a little toy balloon to a hot air balloon. If you step back, like stepping out of your own zone and step into a clean zone, and look at the problem in a different direction via your business, via your life, via anything the way that you want it presumably to go. If we all achieved, in a sense, everything that we wanted specifically that day, that year, that 10 years in front, and everything was so easy, life wouldn't be so fun in that sense, even though it's difficult when it does become difficult. There was another on earlier that asked, should she stay where she is or should she move to a different country or move to a different house or just move generally? At the end of the day, possessions are so prominent in our lives that we tend to forget what we have. We should be grateful for, because even though we have worked so hard to keep them, we don't sometimes realize how lucky we have of what we have and what we've achieved in our lives and what we have gained from it. And you will actually do that yourself. You will take that step back and you will look at your business and you will see a different route where you'll be able to go down and make things go correctly in the way that you want to achieve it, and it will grow back again for you. So I hope that's helped you.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Mike.
Okay, hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Mindy, let me work here with you, and let me make a connection, first of all, there to the spirit world for you, and let me just talk to
you
of a lady that I have here with me. And this lady, I know that she would be a lady that lost lots of weight, bless her heart, before she passed on to the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know that she makes me aware of being quite frail and quite depleted in her life before she passed there, because she makes me aware that she would have lost lots of weight. Her health would have went downhill rapidly. And I believe within a few weeks of this weight loss, that she would have passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she comes through on a level of being a very much of a love connection with you, like a mother's love or a grandmother's love. I feel maybe more on a mother's kind of vibration. So do you understand of this lady there, Mindy, for me, that's now in the spirit world?
She was a very, very dear friend, a contemporary of mine, but she I would consider it mother love from her, absolutely.
Perfect, because I know that she comes around my vibration and she says that to me, I have to talk to you. And, you know, as she says that to me, she says, I have to talk to you about the things that's going on in your life there, Mindy. Because she tells me that you feel as if there's been a disappointment in your life. You feel quite let down by a certain few people in this life at the moment. Do you understand that you've been feeling let down, feeling quite neglected in some way and pushed to the sidelines? Is that right?
Absolutely right on, correct.
And she says to me there that where you feel being pushed to the sidelines, you never thought that that would happen because you've kind of put your heart and soul into this, into making it right there for yourself. And I know that she talks to me about that it's been a difficult journey to get you to where you are at the moment. But, you know, within the fullness of time, I do believe I want to say that you, that obviously that was the wrong time. Now, as time moves on, that you will kind of pick up the pieces and get on with it again, because I know that there's certain things that's holding you back right now, things that's very important in your life that's holding you back, things that needs to be addressed. Do you understand that there's things in your life needs to be addressed at the moment?
Absolutely. I have one more week to make my delivery. That will change my life. And I missed delivery, and I'm trying to put the financing of the pieces together, and I think I might have found the solution just this morning.
Okay, perfect. See, because she makes me aware that, you know, that obviously that was the wrong time, okay? So if it is that you've needed more financing to make it right, then, you know, let's hope and let's pray to God, to the spirit world, that this time it's going to work out for you, because I know that you've had time upon time again there, Mindy, that it hasn't worked out, it hasn't gone the way that it's meant to go. But, you know, as time goes on this time, I know that things will change, will alter, and will be right there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Now, Mindy, I know that you've heard me work many times here on Mike Spirit FM, but, you know, she makes me aware to tell you about that there's a gentleman that's there with her, and she makes me aware that as this gentleman links around your vibration, he wants me to talk to you about being like father's side of the family there, Mindy. So do you understand of a gentleman on your father's side of the family there, that when he passed, he makes me aware that he kind of crossed over but kind of come back. So I know you would have slipped in and out of consciousness there for a while there, Mindy, before he passed on to the spirit world. Because I know I'm within limbo.
Yes, I know.
Okay, perfect.
It's more of my mom's side.
Okay, but you understand that this would be a gentleman, because I know that that's who I'm working with, a gentleman. I'm slipping in and out of consciousness, and I know that I'm feeling that. See, this would have happened for a number of weeks, a number of months then, I want to say, because he makes it aware that he could have crossed over a few more times before that he actually did actually cross, because he says to me that he fought and fought and fought until that he had nothing left in him to fight, to come back to this life. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless him, because I know that he comes through at the moment to be recognized, to be remembered there to you, to let you know that you're not alone in this life, you know, and he will support you, he will guide you every single step of the way there, Mindy, okay? So, you know, stop feeling as if you're alone, because you're not alone. He's very much around your vibration, and, you know, what's meant to be will work out there. And I know I have a good feeling of whatever this shipment is that you're making or whatever. I have a good feeling about them, Mindy. So, you know, just make sure that you get all your I's dotted, your T's crossed, and make sure that everything is right there for yourself. And then, you know, it's going to be plain sailing from there on in. Do you understand of this?
I do, and I thank you so very much. Yes, and it's actually a business that's being launched in the UK. And it's for a delivery to ask. I missed it the first time, and now I get a chance. They wanted it. They gave me a second chance, but I didn't have the financing in place. And I found now the discard and the disregard being pushed aside were four people that had promised me that they were going to assist me with it, but they didn't. So I decided I need to take care of this and let it come back to me. And I found the solution just this morning at 6:30. And also a UK gentleman that I had coached, and the spirit must have led me there. I hopped on this place, contacted. I put myself out there. Somebody contacted me and then gave me a referral, and I'm having a conversation with that person tomorrow as well. So there's two backups now.
There we are. Isn't that just perfect, Mindy? You know, I wish you all the success. And from the family of Mike Spirit FM, we all wish you success and all the best.
Thank you.
Things work out the way that they meant to there for you, Mindy. But remember, you can always download a copy of that reading. Simply go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
When are you going to be at Long Beach? Thank you for that. I will do that for sure. When will you be in Long Beach? It's 30 minutes away from me.
Okay, well then, Mindy, then you need to grab yourself a pen and paper. And I will give you the email address where you need to send an email to. And that's Mike Davis, which is with an E, so it's Mike Davies.
Right.
Tour.
Okay.
At AOL.com. Send an email there, and Jean will answer your email, and she will let you know exactly where I am, what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, Mindy, it'd be nice for you to come up and make yourself known to me. You know, I know that I've been
I've been
a regular listener here to Mike Spirit FM since probably the birth of Mike Spirit FM, you know, going back maybe about 4 years ago now. You know, so
absolutely,
it would actually be nice to put a face to the voice. And, you know,
yeah,
I love
and I'll bring some of my my friends who are, we have a circle that will come and we'll make our way down to Long Beach.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to meeting you there, Mindy, really do, and you know, and all the best with everything that you do in your life within your new adventures. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you so much. God bless. Take care now.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
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 Okay, and before we go to our next caller, let's go to our last song of the evening. I know that this is a song that's very touching to many people, so let me just say that you feet up. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You're in the UK. You know, we've had some wonderful weather in the UK. I'm actually climatizing myself, ready to be in the USA, and I really am.
Yes, because I know this lovely glow.
Lovely glow of red. I think I'm going to go blister and peel. But, you know, the weather is set to be absolutely perfect in the UK for the next couple of weeks, which I'm really looking forward to. And hopefully it's going to be for the next 3.5 weeks. Because then, in 3.5 weeks, I set myself off to go to America, to go over to flying over to Boston and touring around that area, Long Beach, Boston, Maine, New Hampshire, and all that area. So you need to send an email to MikeDavisTour@AOL.com to get all that information of where I'm going to be. And then I fly down to West Palm Beach in Florida to visit and to do some wonderful work there with Sarah. And all you need to do is send an email to SarahSpiritual@AOL.com to get all the information of where I'm going to be whilst I'm there. Because I know whilst I'm there, I'm going to be doing private readings.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing workshops. I'm going to be doing galleries. I'm going to be doing joint galleries with Sarah. It's going to be an amazing couple of days. And, you know, I'm going to be in the iHeartRadio studios.
Wow.
I remember being there last and I got a pool table. And I set her a challenge. We're going to have a game of pool.
Yeah.
And whoever wins drives the sports car home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be driving the red sports car roof down and maybe stick Sarah Spiritual in the trunk. So I get to put my foot down and enjoy driving a red sports car. That's going to be fun. Knowing my luck, I'll probably lose and I'll be in the trunk.
Yes.
That's the way it goes. So, yeah, send an email. MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. SarahSpiritual@AOL.com. If you want to come and join me on Facebook, you're more than welcome. It's MikeDavisMedium.com. There is two pages. I know the one is maxed out there. But, you know, you can still follow me on that page. Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. Come and follow me. Come and add me as a friend on my other page. And I know that people, if they want your book, Crystal Blue, they can go to Amazon. They can buy a copy of it. They can download a copy of it on Kindle. They can also buy a copy of Tea in My Eye and download a copy. I lost where I was then. Download a copy of that. You know, nothing scripted, you know, is it? You got
no
scripts.
It's all off of Catherine.
All off my mind, you know, and I've got a mind full of soft, cuddly toys, I think. But that's Tea in My Eye. You can download a copy of it. You can buy a copy of it. All in Amazon. Just go to Amazon. Search for Anne Sapphire, which is Anne Sapphire, Sapphire, Anne Sapphire, and that's how you're going to be able to get all that information. Don't forget, Spiritual Connections is back this week, this Tuesday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 12 noon on Tuesday. I know that the guest we'll have, which will be June, and we're hoping to bring back somebody that's very, very famous, a lady that's called Simona Williams, who has starred in 19 movies. Can you imagine starring in 19 movies?
Yeah, but I mean, I know you've looked at that, but wow, what a woman.
She's an amazing lady, she really is.
Wow, I mean, she is stunning. And the gifts that she has.
She's got some amazing gifts. And you know, Spiritual Connections is the place to be on Tuesday, because not only will you have a chance to call in and have a reading with myself, you'll have a chance to call in and ask if you've got any questions about your guidance, your spirituality, your development, you want to know anything, there's a place to be. Call in, find out. Find out if you're on the right road. Find out if you're if you know your guides. Find out, ask me any question that you want related to the spirit world mind.
Yeah.
Let's get that point clear. Call in. Because it's the place to be. Spiritual Connections, Tuesday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or even 12 noon. But if you are in Norway, because I know that we have our Norwegian friends listening, it's 9 p.m. Because they're an hour in front of us, Norway.
Yeah, well, I should be going over to my sister's in a week and a half Monday, so we are an hour in front as well.
So you're going to be tuning into Mike Spirit FM next week at 9 o'clock?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, all the way from Spain, that's wonderful. So,
no,
you know,
France.
Sorry, course, France. Okay.
You're going quiet, Mike.
I am, because I'm reading.
So yes, I shall tune in for you next Sunday. In my sister's in France for the next 3 weeks. And if you'd have said, you could have popped over to Bordeaux with us. She has a lovely big house. Maybe next time.
Okay, well, I know that we still got Teresa with us.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Teresa. Sorry. Happy engagement. The microphone is there and here.
Thank you.
And, you know, may it be a long, long, happy.
It will be a long, happy engagement.
Okay. Where's David? Where's he gone?
He's in the kitchen munching on our
party. Okay. Well, you know, happy engagement to my sister and the new fella, David. I know, as I said, he's already got his feet in the table because he's nicked my car for the last 3 days. You know, so he's already got his feet in the table there. I know Brechter's still listening in Norway. Brechter, would you believe that? They've nicked my car. Brechter, help me. They've pinched my car. And I've been left with my sister's car with the pink fluffy dices in the windscreen. And
pink car, Mark.
Yeah, let's not go
pink
down that
car.
Road. We got everything pink in the car. So I do decide not to drive it. And I really don't. I leave it there on the driveway and try and use my legs a bit
more.
Oh,
I knew you drove it Friday night.
I did. And I drove it Saturday, and I drove it today, and I will be driving it tomorrow. And I just, I'm going to pay my mechanic triple the amount to fix it, David's car, so he can have his back, I'm going to have mine back, and Teresa can have hers back.
He likes my pink,
really. No, Brechter, pink is not my colour, darling, you know this. I can remove the pink out of the car. You know, it's been an absolutely amazing show. It really has. Teresa, you know, from the bottom of my heart, congratulations. I really mean that.
Yeah, well done.
In the greatest of respects, I really do mean that. You know the countdown is coming down to me touring out in America. It's going to be absolutely amazing. The countdown is really on for me talking with Brechter, because I know the minute the show goes off air, my Skype will be ringing and Brechter will be on the end of that line.
Yeah.
A lovely lady, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy speaking to her. So, you know, I know that the show is almost coming to an end. I want to thank everyone for calling in. And Anne, how can people get hold of you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
There is an email address there, Richard, isn't it?
Anne-Sapphire.
Okay, so it's Anne-Sapphire.
Yes, at Outlook. .com.co.uk.
Yeah. So it's anne-sapphire@outlook.co.uk. Send an email there to Anne, and I suppose there that you will be able to guide them there, Richard, if they want to have more information about the book, where they can get it from. But it's simple. Just go to Amazon and download a copy of it to your Kindle, or buy a hardback copy of that book at Amazon. All that remains for me to do is to say, Anne, would you come on again?
By all means, if you'd have me.
Well, you are already booked in, so you're going to have to. All that remains for me to say is good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.